Hi, welcome back. This is Lisa at MiracleOfDeliverance.com, and I'm going to be talking about number 6 in our post-deliverance course. A most important part of success is involvement in a local body of believers, and here's some reasons why. Hebrews 10:24-25 warns us to not forsake being together. There is protection in the flock, and it also gives us the ability to teach others and be taught. A lot of correction and instruction is done in the body of believers. Now, the body is not perfect. It's just like a family, but every person in that flock has their own position. And so it's important to get in a local body of believers. And if you don't have one where you are, begin to pray and ask that God sends you to one and be faithful to it. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us that the enemy is roaming, seeking whom he may devour. It is easier to surround and attack prey that is alone than to attack a group. For strategic purposes, you need to be with the body. Ephesians 2:20 says, God gave gifts to the church to mature believers. The fivefold ministry that is to help you mature is the apostle, the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher, and the prophet. If he gave these to mature believers, then you have to be around him in a body. And it's very true that this group of ministry positions do an excellent job of helping people to mature. I used to work in a mental health facility, and there was a woman there who had been, from a very small child, left to her own devices. I think they threw food at her, but that was about it. She could not communicate properly. She had a difficult time transitioning around people, and she was just left to her own devices. And sometimes we have new babies in the body of Christ, new believers, and there isn't anyone to hold them, to tell them their value, mature them in the word. And then they go into error, and it's no wonder. Or they're in a family that's dysfunctional. So you want a functional local body, and you want to make sure there are people around you. I like to have people that are more mature around me so that I'm continuing to grow. Rick Clendenin is a minister who has made a great impact in my life. And he says that the banana away from the bunch gets peeled. Christ made us family for a reason. And those who allow themselves to be separated from the flock will be devoured by the enemy. I've been in this ministry for quite a while. And when people start getting tempted to go back into old ways, it's typically to withdraw, to disconnect. A lady told me last week that she's been delivered from drugs and alcohol and a lifestyle of perversion. And she said, there was this thought that came to her, and it was drawing her, and it said, you know, just go out to this wooded area, and you can just relieve your stress and do a little bit of weed. So what is happening is that the voice wasn't wanting her to tell anybody, but just go take care of yourself. Just go off to the side. But instead, she came and told me, and we prayed and kicked that thing in the teeth. So she's still free today because she knew to go to a part of the body. Next up on number 7, we're going to be talking about getting in the Word. Don't miss it.